Jesus, 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 the way, the truth, and the life. Through it all. Through it all. Thank you. So all we can do is just come and say, thank you, Lord. You know each and every one of us. God, you've met our need so abundantly. And Lord, thank you that we've been given all grace, that our eyes are stayed upon you. There is nothing else to see. As the Father said, hear him. Hear him. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Jesus, in your name, and it is your will, we ask, enlighten the eyes of our understanding even more. The understanding of your love. The love, oh God, the breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Oh, to know the love of Christ to each and every one of us. To win you. Thank you, thank you, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today to Philippians chapter 3. And we'll begin reading from verse 7. Brother Paul, so encouraged. God is about ready to call him home. He's thanking the Lord, blessing the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. And he says here, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. I count all things but loss. Everything in life is nothing. But for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus thy Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, be found in him not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. There's your righteousness, faith in him. The righteousness which is of God by faith. That I may know him. Oh yes. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Oh, he wants us to take it, doesn't he? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We love that, don't we? Amen. That is the hope of his calling. That is our calling. That is your calling. And your calling is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He has called. And whom he has called, praise God. Well, it said that he predestinated who he's called. Hallelujah. And whom he's called, he's justified. Whom he's justified, he's glorified. And I thank the Lord today. Praise God. We're here to praise him for it. But we love this. And I thank the Lord because of this spirit and truth that we abide in. We love it, and there isn't anything to be compared, because what happens is the same transformation that happened in the life of Paul. I count it all but dung. Even the loss, even the gain, no matter what it was. To know this, to know the excellency of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is nothing that could be compared. This is our life. This is what we're living for. This is this glorious grace and mercy. Hallelujah. We've hit the payload. Praise his name. And nothing can compare knowing the depth of his love for you. And that's the truth. Nothing can compare. When the Holy Spirit makes it real and alive, when you know it, how much he loves you, what he desires to have with you, what he wants to share with you, what he has set and prepared for both of you. Oh my goodness. And he's waiting for you to take that place with him, for you to have it together with him forever. Oh my. But yet, so many times we fret. I'm going to tell you something right now. His bride is not and will not be fretful. His bride rests in him. She doesn't rest in her. She rests in him, in his love. She's learned to take her eyes off herself and to put them on him. And to see only the beauty and the purity and the faithfulness and the promise. The covenant, the marriage covenant of the Lamb of God. Ooh, woo-hoo. Now, I've heard many describe it. Oh my, winning this crown. Well, I got to get out there and I really got to do something. I need to work for this crown. I've heard it expressed, and I'm telling you, by people that know the truth. Oh, this bridal crown, oh, it's a lofty goal. No. No, 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 no. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. Grace, grace, grace given freely, all grace. Grace, praise God, just like that manna that was there every morning. I'm just picking it up. I'm just taking it in. I got so much, I can't even carry it all. But then he expands the vessel, praise God, and I got more. And he gives me grace for grace. And I thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, that I love it. And I thank the Lord. And I'm grateful to God, as we started in these scriptures this morning. We love this out-resurrection, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. For those that really haven't abided in this portion of Scripture here, in verse 11, it says that if by any means, this is the Apostle Paul, that I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. That's how it reads in the King James. It's also translated the out-resurrection. Resurrection in the Greek is anastasis. Okay, anastasis, that's a resurrection, out from, choop. Okay? This out-resurrection is only found one time in the Word of God. One time. And it's not anastasis, it's ex-anastasis. It's different. And what that means is it's a resurrection out from the resurrection. See, Paul wasn't hoping to get to heaven. He already knew that he was seated in the heavens in Christ. Amen. He already knew that he would be resurrected, praise God, but God showed him there was an out-resurrection. A resurrection out from the resurrection. Amen. God showed us that even when he made the wife for Adam. Amen. There was like an out resurrection there, wasn't there? Adam was asleep. God said he's going to have a wife. Amen. Yeah. But see, he didn't take all of Adam to make that wife. Uh-uh. And he put a sleep upon Adam. See, that's something about God. See, God doesn't need anesthesia. He doesn't. You know that? God didn't have to put Adam asleep to make Eve. He did not have to do that. He could have just had her appear. He could have been awake. But God was showing us something that's seen very clearly in 1 Thessalonians. You get over there to chapter 5 and see, it talks about them that are asleep. They're asleep. And he's talking about not ones that are dead. See, God's people are not dead. Some act dead, but they're not dead. Kind of like comatose, but they're not dead. And see, they're asleep. Asleep. They're asleep to this ex-anastasia. This out-resurrection. All right? And see, the Lord is telling us here that there's a resurrection out from the resurrection. So what he did with Adam is he showed us this way back when. See, these weren't just happenings. These were for us. These were types and shadows, metaphors, okay? Metaphors for us to see. And I don't like even using those words because it's God speaking to us. This is our reality. That out from a sleeping church, okay, a little rib portion was taken. And that rib portion was made his wife. That's the out resurrection. Showed us from the very beginning. Shows us this again in Genesis 24, doesn't he? He didn't have all the women come to the well. It was just Rebecca. Right? Just one. Esther, same way. King saw her. I like that one. My love exceeds more to her than any of the other women. It was it. That's what the Lord saw in you, for him, in his son, in ages past, for this out resurrection. And that's what was given to Paul, and that's the mystery. That's the mystery that it talks about in this word, the mystery of Christ in the church. And that's it. And this is it. And that's the mark for the prize. That's it. And by the grace of God, you're it. You're everything. Hallelujah. This is the crowning of Christ Jesus himself, his glory that descends from heaven having the glory of God. It's her. It's the bride. It's the Lamb's wife. I shouldn't be thinking about anything else, should I? Praise God. Because there really isn't. I'm thankful I know that. I'm thankful we know that. Amen? God forbid I would have missed that. I mean, it's insatiable. You want to just keep feasting on it. That's what it does. You've got a husband. The bridegroom loves you. I love that we know that the bride is a small portion of believers that comes out of the church. I'm thankful that we know that this high calling of God is the bridal outcalling. That Philadelphia church, praise the Lord, that won't see the tribulation. That's right. Got all these Christians running around. Oh, is this the mark of the beast? Is this the mark? Know the word of God. You ain't going to have the mark of the beast. Know the word of God. You're not. There's things that are showing us what types and parts of it and all these kinds of things. But you know what? I ain't from here. I'm not from here. I am not. You're not. If you're a child of God, you're not. It calls you an alien. An alien. All right? Your citizenship is in heaven. And I thank the Lord. And we're seated there. Praise God. Waiting. Abiding. He said, I'll tell you what, as you've seen me go, I'm coming again. Look for me. So even though we know this, brothers and sisters, but yet do we really realize, and I think so few really realize, and rest in how it's won. And that's why I thank the Lord, as we even started here today, we are here to hear and to know the word of God. Not just take pieces of scripture out, but that the Lord would have us to know it and that the Spirit would have us to rightfully divide the word of God. And that's why you don't just go to Philippians 3, you need to read it from the beginning and understand the grace of God that sets it all up for us right from the beginning. So let's turn over to Philippians chapter 1 and let's read verse 6 about what some call this very lofty goal of winning Christ Jesus as bridegroom. All right, verse 6. Here's what it tells us. Be confident. And not just be confident. Being. There's an ing on the be. That means being. Being. It is. It's active, isn't it? Praise God. It's not complacent. Being. Being. Hallelujah. Being confident of this very thing. Uh-oh, there it is. Of this very thing. Isn't it amazing how Paul, it's always, if by any means, the mark for the prize, it's always exact. This isn't any shotgun approach. It's a rifle. It's right there. Bam. All right? being confident of this very thing, that he, read this, let's all read this together and put yourself right there. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, we just read that, but by the grace of God, did we hear it? And by the grace of God, may we never, ever, ever forget it. Especially when we get to this incredible, incredible and amazing third chapter of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? It's all his work. It's all his work. It's all his work. Think of how we even arrived in there. Remember how Paul said, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law? That's everybody that wants to work, but be found only having whose righteousness? His, which is by what? By faith, by believing. Praise the Lord. And how does faith come? By hearing, amen, and hearing by the word of God. All right. Bits and pieces of the word of God? No. The whole counsel, praise God, everything. As Paul said, I have not withheld a thing. So I thank God. We know that this is for us. This was that mystery that was given to Paul for you. And I love how he says that. It's a singular. It's you. You, 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 me. All right? So this has been given to us. And praise be to God. Not only is it all his work, what we have here is his promise to perform it. Praise God. And that is why, not or how, that is why we win the prize. Not a lofty goal. I know I've not seen him face to face. I understand that. But I'm confident in the very thing. I'm confident in grace. I'm confident in grace. And grace makes me confident in his word and bold in his word. And he's just promised me right here, be confident of this very thing, that I, which have begun a good work in Jesse, amen, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I believe that. I believe that. I'm standing on his grace and mercy of this promise, praise the Lord, that he has given that to me. I would be crazy not to believe the word of God. I mean, really, we'd have to be insane. He promises us with this. And he's promised us over and over. And he's told us, and I love it, sister, we rejoice. All grace. Not some, not bits, not parts. I've given you all grace for all things. So that means all my trouble, I've got grace. All my down settings, I've got grace. Man. And even when I get an uprising, whoa, I've got grace. Head ain't getting too big. We're going to pop that, son. Amen. He's got me. And that's the very thing. That's what he's talking about. Be confident in this very thing. It's grace. See, we can never go forward on the race course without confidence in his grace and mercy to win it. You'll never go forward. You can't go forward in your knowledge. You don't go forward in, well, it's because I know the truth. No, I go forward because I know his grace and I know his mercy. I know his promise, and his promises are all grace and mercy, and they're yea and amen, and they're for me. And if he be for me, who could be against me? And it doesn't matter, because I have the backing of Romans 8:28. I know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And I love God. Hallelujah. He loved me and I love him. It's amazing. And what, I tell you, it's not just a connection, it's oneness. We're one and we're one in him. And brothers and sisters, only that complete confidence in him, in that he has promised will do it, wins the crown. Now, confidence is translated complete trust. Complete, unequivocal trust. No doubting. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt this. He that has begun a good work in you. And what's the good work of the Word of God? It's the Word of God in our lives, isn't it? It's the truth. We grow up into him in all things by speaking truth in love. It's the word of his grace that we're built up and given an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. We know it's the word of God.
Amen.
It's the word. So any good work, any working in your life has to come one way. It's by the word of God. So we know when he's talking about the good work that he's begun in you. Now think again. Where has he placed you? What has he met you with? He's met you with the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' gospel. And that just, it's stunning. I'm not at a church, first of all, that's got Ichabod written on the door. God has departed. I'm not there. I'm not at a church that, you know, it's milk. I thank God, however, Christ is preached. But I don't run around just saying, well, I just thank God however Christ is preached. I don't. I thank the Lord that I go to a meeting that preaches the whole counsel of God. I thank the Lord that we come and we dine. And by the grace of God, God has given us an insatiable desire. We demand. We will not settle for anything else. We want strong meat. That's it. And that's. It's evident in your life. It's evident. When you can come and get strong meat and you know of the word of God and you choose not to, you don't love it with all your heart, soul, and might. You don't. It's a fact. That would be the only drawing, if it's truly Christ to win him as bridegroom. The if by any means I might attain unto the out resurrection. There's only one way, giving more earnest heed to the things which ye have heard, Paul's gospel, lest at any time you should let them slip, because they'll slip. It's the truth. Paul spoke of it, of the ones that were with him, that God had given him, Demas, wonderful man of the truth, loved the word of God, powerful time with Paul, preaching the whole counsel. But yet it said he loved the world more. And he turned to the things of the world. The world's pulling at all of us, any way and shape it can, because it's, we know who the ruler of this world is. We understand it's spiritual wickedness in high places. It's the rulers of the darkness, and it's going to try to get us at any way it can. That's the devil. God lifts the hedge. He's going to prove in those that they love him. That's it. And you've seen your friends fall away. We've seen our loved ones fall away, and we have. And but for the grace of God, I could have gone right there. Right there. I'm not any different. It's just by the grace of God, I didn't make the grace of God vain in my life. I didn't. He gave us all grace. I won it. And by the grace of God, he gives me the grace to fight. And to fight through my own life. And to fight through all the things that come at me, externally and internally. And understand, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. And understand this world and its things. It seems to change in all these different causes and effects. And this is why. And I miss this. And now I'm awakened. And all of these different things. Let me tell you something. You're going to awaken one way. And that's the enlightened eyes of understanding of the Word of God. And how much the Lord loves you. And that's it. And I thank God for all of you. We decided to follow Jesus. But how could we not? I mean, come on. He reveals his truth to you once again. We would be insane. Thank you, Lord. I'm not insane. I got the mind of Christ. I see this. I love it. Don't you love seeing the Word? David, I love that you see the Word. I see him. See him on you, honey. Brittany. It's so marvelous. Scott. Julie, you ready? Two sets of teeth, baby. It's marvelous. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Don't ever. Oh, the reward that's coming. All because of him. But see, confidence means to completely trust him. It also means to be persuaded by words. Isn't that beautiful? Persuaded by words. And that's really it. So it's complete trust in the word to do it. The word to do it. See, always pointing us back to him. That it's just him. Going over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Because not only does he do it, not only does he have this, it's his greatest pleasure to do it. There isn't anything that is his greater desire than to do what he's doing in us today with the word of his grace. 2 Timothy 1:9. Listen to this. This is you, by the way. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. Once again, not according to our works, but according to what? His own purpose. His purpose. Oh, we're talking God's purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus when? Before the world began. My, oh, my. This is his own purpose. See, and he didn't say this is his purpose. This is his possession. This is his treasure. This is his wife. Amen. His own purpose. And I thank the Lord. Remember how we studied this. And I'll tell you what, coming forth, if Lord Terry on Wednesdays, we're getting right into the purpose. This is the shewbread. All that beautiful tabernacle study, right? Getting right in there, and the Holy Ghost lights that candlelight right up onto the table of shewbread, that golden little intimate table for two to feast upon him. The word purpose in the New Testament, it means shewbread. Him, the word, the depth, the truth, that intimacy. This is what we have. So it is that feeding. And this is where he has had us to sit. This is where the Lord has us and has invited us to this table for two, this intimate dinner date. And it is. And not according, as it says, to our own works, right? But his own purpose and grace. The purpose, what is that? The shewbread. So we understand the purpose is the word and grace, which was given us before the world began. And I can put that together by the Holy Spirit. He has always had us in his sights to marry us. Always. Before the world began, I'm going to marry her. Come on, there's a few gents in here. I'm one of them. You saw that one next to you. I'm going to marry her. Right. And if you would have sprung it on him right away, it would have scared him. But you still knew it. And I'll tell you one thing. There's only one that really knows, and that's God. And he knows you. And he knew you in him before the world began for this, his own purpose. So the word of God is true because he said he does accomplish what he wants in the thing that he has sent it. This is what he has sent to us. He sent us the word and this divine word of this strong meat. And brothers and sisters, that is the very thing, is his purpose and grace, right? His purpose, his word, and grace. So we're right back to the word of God, that it is the word of his grace that builds us up and gives us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Hallelujah. I'm confident in that very thing. That very thing. That he that has begun a good work in you will perform it. That's a bride that rests. That's a bride that rests. I marry these, you know, men and women, and I don't get calls from the bride-to-be, oh, Pastor, do you think he loves me? I've never had that call. I don't want that call. It's the truth. One of my favorites was sweet Jessica Trujillo. Yeah. She knew she was loved. She didn't walk down the aisle. She ran. She ran all the way down here. There's my husband. He loves me. He wants to marry me. I don't need anybody else to look at me. I want him. And she literally ran. Are you running to him? Yeah. No more hesitation, really, none. Understand, it's grace and love grace. Love grace because he is grace. Just nestle it up. Embrace it. More and more. Don't let these distractions of life get you. I don't care what the Lord has as an after effect in your life. Amen. Wherever he may take you, my precious Jared, my brother. Yep. I know many times you say, oh, Lord, I've made my bed in hell. Oh, my, I could say something right now and I'd never be forgiven. But, he's there with me. I like looking him there with you. It's encouraged me. Like I couldn't ever tell you. So to wrap this up, I'm persuaded by his words. Are you? Seems like the greatest understatement there could ever be. Well, you're persuaded by his word. I am persuaded by his words. And I'm persuaded, praise God, with you, honey. So I love it. We're persuaded that only this shoe bread that he has given us to eat, being confident in the word. And I'm talking the shoe bread of Paul's golden doctrine of the shoe bread strong meat will completely perform it. Amen. Will completely finish it. Will completely perfect it. So what can I do? I love how David said it. I take of the cup of salvation and drink. I'm drinking with you today, saints. That's all it is. I drink in more of this. I've got more to love him with. And I'm so thankful. I am persuaded. I'm persuaded, praise God, that he is able. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know. I know whom I've believed. I know him. I know this love. We know the love of Christ, don't we, honeys? We know the love of Christ. And I know whom I believed. I know his love for me. And I know, praise God, in knowing his love, I am persuaded that he will keep that which I've committed, that very thing, unto him against that day. I'm so thankful. He won it. He won it for me. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Yabatandaloria, Abatila Roca, Ishai, Yabai, Ikabalanda. I am the potter, and you are the clay. You are my workmanship. Praise God. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name, and we come and just give you even more praise. Lord, thank you that we are encouraged even in that praise. I've been rejoicing, Lord. You put that meaning in there, given in marriage. That's why we praise you. Lord, help us to just be that fountain of praise. That, Lord, what we've been betrothed to, what's been betrothed to us. Lord, we're grateful for this bond of marriage, this covenant, Lord God, of your heart. And, Lord, just continue to draw us into it. Lord, let us not turn aside or turn away at all from the grace, but let us pursue it. Let us not have anything come in between, nothing between me and my Savior. Lord, let us go. Let us press. And Lord, let us go now. There is nothing that could be compared. There's no other love. There's no other glory. Lord, bring us home. Bring us home. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, send him. Send him, Lord, hallelujah, and bring us home. We thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, we love you in your name. Amen.